news and more, including state-by-state reports on the nation's premier youth organization. This is FFA Today on Rural Radio 147.
Well, hello and welcome to this week's FFA Today. I'm your host, Janet Atkinson. Now, if you're an FFA alumni, state leader, advisor, or maybe just interested in starting or developing an alumni chapter, registration for the regional development conferences in Minnesota, Wyoming, and also New Jersey are now open. For more information and to register for the conferences, just go online to ffa.org/go-to-RDC. So to begin today, we head to the Badger State, which recently held its 90th annual state convention at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. WFRV Local 5 in northeastern Wisconsin was there on the scene to explore some of the vast career opportunities available to students in attendance.
Well, last year I was the treasurer, and this year we haven't decided on officer positions, but I am an officer this year, and I really enjoy it. I enjoy the company that FFA gives me and, like, a lot of the community service we do.
In addition to meeting FFA members from around the state, convention gives students the chance to network.
I got to talk to some people about being a vet. I got to look at different schools to go to, and I got to see more ideas that can give me more information.
It's important for Wisconsin corn growers to be here just to educate kids on some of the career opportunities. We share booth space with Wisconsin Agribusiness Association. We talk about the scholarship programs that we both offer, and then all the careers that are available in agriculture for them.
Industry leaders are excited to see a growing number of students considering agriculture as a career, even if they didn't grow up immersed in it.
I'm not from a farm, but I've always wanted to be a vet.
I think as people have learned more and more about what agriculture is all about and all the supporting industries and the supporting jobs, you see more and more kids who are not on a farm. As the farming community gets smaller, we still need the same number of people to support those farms. So it's been a great opportunity to talk to all those kids.
Making sure that students know just how wide their career choices are.
I think that's important because we all work together. Anything that grows is related to agriculture. So you have floriculture, horticulture, forestry. All those industries are important for our state.
And now from Wisconsin to Florida, where the Fort White Middle and High School will be starting a poultry project. It'll allow ag students and FFA members to incubate, hatch, raise, and care for chickens that, of course, will eventually produce eggs. And then they'll sell those to teach business skills. Now the school's advisor brings us the details of their new program.
Hey, I'm Jill Huseman, Fort White FFA and Fort White Agri-Science teacher. So in today's world, when people are worried about prices of produce, meat, and other agricultural products, it's our job here at Fort White FFA and Agri-Science to teach students how to take care of themselves for the future. Because if we don't, they will not be able to. And when they have to pay like $5 a dozen for one dozen eggs, they're not going to be able to afford them. So it's our goal here to teach them about production agriculture. And as you can see, we have cattle, which we raise calves and sell. And then also we want to put in a poultry operation where we can teach students how to raise chickens from biddies or peeps, as they're called, right up into the production phase of egg production. So they can produce their own eggs, teach them how to figure out how much it costs per dozen eggs, and do it equitably so they can produce their own eggs and also perhaps start a project where they can produce eggs and sell them to their neighbors and go into their own businesses, a little entrepreneurship. So this is our land lab, and this is where we will be having this project. It will also be used to entice, if you will, sixth graders into the agri-science program and the FFA so they can further their knowledge about production agriculture and agri-science, because here in Florida, agri-science is the second largest industry behind tourism, and people don't realize that. They come here to see Mickey Mouse and Shamu, but if you get off the beaten path, there's a world of agriculture here that people need to know about. People need to support Florida agriculture, because if we don't, again, our prices are going to go up, and the Florida farmer works very hard every year to support and to produce produce and food for us to have, as our Fresh from Florida logo says with the Florida Department of Agriculture. So here at Fort White, we want to continue to work on production agriculture, and we want to help students understand the importance of agriculture and what it can do for them in the future.
And finally, now we head to Iowa. That's where the Iowa FFA State Association and Iowa FFA Today bring us an update on what's happening around the Hawkeye State.
What's up, Iowa FFA?
I'm Natalie Jeffson, and I'm currently serving as your state secretary.
And I'm Grace Long, your state reporter.
Members have been busy all across the state. Good luck at Chapter Officer Leadership Training, Washington Leadership Conference, and CDEs.
Chapter Officer Leadership Training, also known as COLT, takes place in each district. At COLT, members currently serving as chapter officers have the chance to enhance their leadership skills through position-based sessions, as well as personal development workshops.
The Northwest District held the first COLT of the year at Dort University in Sioux Center, Iowa. They were followed by Northeast at Hawkeye Community College in Waterloo, Southwest in Atlantic, North Central at Ellsworth Community College in Iowa Falls, South Central in Knoxville, and Southeast in Letts.
Alongside COLT, members also competed in a variety of skills CDEs. These career development events allow members to improve their skills and knowledge in career areas ranging from agronomy to food science and floriculture to livestock judging.
Kirkwood Community College hosted the first CDEs on June 11th in Cedar Rapids.
In the Nursery Landscape CDE, members competed in general knowledge exam, a landscape estimation practicum, an equipment safety demonstration, identification of nursery materials, plants, disorders, equipment, and supplies, and situation assessment and solution.
The Floriculture CDE consisted of a general knowledge exam, problem solving and decision making, plant identification, floral design, floral production, and a team activity. Congratulations to the Louisa Muscatine FFA chapter at Letts for being named the champion team.
Congratulations to the West Dubuque FFA chapter at Epworth for being the state champion in the horse CDE. In this event, members evaluated halter and performance classes. They also answered questions over the classes and gave oral reasons to explain their placings. A written examination was included along with a team problem-solving competition.
In the Ag Mechanics CDE, members participated in a demonstration of skills, problem-solving, and knowledge application in agricultural machinery equipment, metals and welding, structures, environmental and natural resources, and electrical systems. Congratulations to the West Lyon FFA chapter for having their champion team in this event.
The Diamond Trail FFA chapter was the champion team in the Food Science CDE. In this event, members completed several activities, including demonstration of skills in problem solving and dealing with consumer concerns, food safety and sanitation, aroma identification, taste testing, and product differences. A written examination was included along with a team product development competition.
Congratulations to the Wapello FFA chapter, being the champion team in the Agronomy CDE. Participants did various tasks, including crop, weed, insect, and seed identification, crop and seed judging and evaluation, grain grading, and a written examination, and a team problem-solving portion.
Students competed in the veterinary science through taking a general knowledge exam and creating a video on proper veterinary clinical practices. Congratulations to the Cherokee FFA chapter for being the champion team in this area.
Lastly, Iowa FFA members have been participating in Washington Leadership Conference in Washington, D.C. Members attended workshops about leadership, community, and service to others. They also had the chance to tour the nation's capital. Members that attended this conference came home with new and strengthened skills, and we look forward to seeing what they accomplish.
We would once again like to congratulate all the members who participated in these events.
We would also like to thank all of our generous sponsors for their support in these events. Because of your support, our members are able to build skills that help them in their future endeavors.
Well, stay tuned. We'll catch up with a new slate of officers for Tennessee and hear about their goals for the year ahead. That's coming up next here on FFA Today. Well, welcome back to the show. And back in May, we briefly introduced you to the new team of the 2019-2020 Tennessee State FFA Officers. They were elected during the annual convention that took place in Gatlinburg. Now today, the Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation speaks with those officers about what they hope to accomplish during their year of service and the thrill of state leadership.
You know, just like Tennessee 4-H, we are blessed to have a strong Tennessee FFA program. And recently, more than 3,000 of those blue jackets painted the streets in Gatlinburg blue for their 91st annual convention. Each year, the group selects 8 new officers to lead the association for the year. And our Melissa Bratton and Amy Beckham have interviews with some of the new officers, including their new president.
Serving as your state president from the David Crockett FFA chapter, Taylor Campbell.
It was just a totally surreal moment, if I'm being completely honest. Hearing the names of all my best friends getting called, and as they ran up to the stage, I was just so ecstatic for them that I wasn't even really thinking about if my name was going to be called, because I knew that Tennessee FFA would be in good hands no matter what. But hearing my chapter being called, I realized that it's not about me, it's about the members in that chapter. When I was a freshman, I didn't talk to anybody. I was extremely shy, and now here I am on the stage at Tennessee FFA State Convention serving as the 2019-2020 state president.
Do you have any goals that you want to see yourself and your team accomplish over the next year?
For me, something that really hits home is making others feel that they're loved and valued, because when I was a freshman coming into high school, I didn't have any solid friends and I felt that I didn't really belong anywhere until I joined FFA and until people started pouring their time and dedication into me and making sure that I felt loved and that I felt valued and that I knew that I could accomplish my goals. And that's a goal of mine, to make others feel that way.
Tell me about your time in FFA, your SAE, and maybe a favorite CDE or LDE that you had.
The first time I had ever had to speak in front of a class was in my first agriculture class, and my ag teacher had me get up in front of the room and introduce myself for 2 minutes. Now, I only made it for about 30 seconds. So I go back down, I sit back down in my seat, and he asked me, was that hard? And I said, well, yes. But it'd be a whole lot harder if I had to get up and talk about alpacas. So he made me get up and talk about alpacas for 2 minutes, and I was making up facts the whole way along. And as soon as I got back down to my seat, I learned everything I could about alpacas. And it's just something that really spurred me on this track of personal growth that I've experienced over the past 4 years. And from that moment forward, I completely dedicated myself to FFA, and I started thinking about my future in the organization and my future in agriculture. So I started working with my SAE, which is Home and Community Development. And with that, I work with the Town of Jonesboro Department of Parks and Recreation with the Community Gardening Project. And after getting a Living to Serve grant from National FFA, we were able to put 25 raised garden beds in a municipal area in Jonesboro, where we grow produce for our local food pantry, which distributes produce to the impoverished people in our county.
Serving as your new state secretary from the Woodbury FFA chapter, Emily Nave.
Overall, it was very overwhelming. It was fantastic seeing all the work and dedication that I've put forth, but it was also really hard watching those other candidates behind me. I'm really thankful for our nominating committee, our association, and my supporters, but that feeling was really heart-wrenching and happy, sad, and I'm just so thankful to get to serve this upcoming year.
So you've been involved in FFA for a couple years now. Tell us a little bit about your FFA journey, your SAE, and what your favorite contest was.
I'm the second generation in my family to be in FFA, so I never really had a day where I was like, what is FFA? And so I feel like that's a little different compared to other FFA members. But getting to watch my mom and my sister serve as state officers and getting to listen about their stories has been so powerful to me. So since seventh grade, I knew that I wanted to serve this organization. Since the beginning of my freshman year, I've really looked towards the support of my mentors, my ag teachers, and fellow members that have supported me on this journey. My SAE is Diversified Livestock and Sheep, where I manage our flock of 50 sheep and 45 cattle, and it's going to be really great to get to balance it this upcoming year and get to be a voice for animal agriculture and agricultural education this upcoming year.
So I know it probably hasn't completely sunk in yet, but do you have any goals that you want to see yourself and your team accomplish over the next year?
I think that we're a really cohesive group, and so I'm so excited because we're already very close individuals. This upcoming year, I really just want to pay back to the organization that's given me so much, become a voice for agriculture, and overall just strengthen the overall association by promoting affiliation and more membership involvement within those chapters that are new or chapters that are being reactivated.
Serving as your state treasurer, John Ryan Scarlett.
I was just elated. I was honestly, I didn't know what to do. I almost slipped, and it was amazing getting to run up there. And Tara, she's just an amazing role model, and being able to take over after her is something that I'm incredibly honored to do.
Tell us a little bit about your FFA career and what some of your highlights were.
Well, you know, I started out at the West Green FFA chapter in Greene County, and that's where I did creed speaking. That was my first ever FFA competition, and that's what started my public speaking career. And I was really robotic and not very good at it, to be honest. And then we went to Star Green Hand, and I was able to be East Tennessee Star Green Hand at Jefferson County FFA, where I went to after my freshman year. My junior year, we were able to compete at Nationals, win Tennessee State for in dairy judging, and place 13th overall in the nation.
I know you were just elected, but do you have any goals that you want to see yourself and your team accomplish over the next year?
Yes, well, one of the goals that I want to see this team do is create that positive impact that FFA says in their mission statement on the lives of Tennessee FFA students and whatever students we can find. If we're able to teach students about agriculture, get them fired up and interested, and create that future for agriculture, I think we'll have done our job. And we have a problem in our nation where there's a disconnect between consumers and producers. And I'm really hoping to bridge that gap while also being a producer talking from that perspective. So hopefully I'll get back to the farm. That's what I want to do.
Serving as your state reporter, Erica Brown.
It was one of the most amazing experiences. This is something I've looked forward to since freshman year, watching my first convention. You know, I saw that and said, wow, one day I want to do that. So having that opportunity has just been amazing. And to run home to some of the best candidates that FFA or Tennessee FFA has to offer, it's just truly rewarding.
So I know it probably hasn't completely sunken in yet, but do you have any goals that you want to see yourself and your team accomplish over the next year?
Over the next year, I think one thing that I would love to see us do is just to really improve that one-on-one connection with members, because there is so much that you don't realize that you do when you go out and you meet with these chapters, and having that impact is so amazing, and I look forward to seeing how each and every one of us are able to accomplish that.
Tell us a little bit about your time in FFA, what your SAE was, and maybe a favorite competition that you participated in.
So my favorite competition is parliamentary procedures. I actually had the opportunity to compete at Nationals this past year, so that was a great experience. And my SAE is veterinary science, which is also my major in college. I have been working at a vet clinic since I turned 16, and you know, it started off cleaning cages, but now I get to assist in surgeries, do anesthesia, and things like that. So.
Serving as your state sentinel, Austin Wattenberger.
I was just thinking, you know, I've had this dream for 2 years, and it's finally coming true. That's all that was going through my brain is this real?
You've been involved in FFA for several years now. Tell us a little bit about your FFA journey.
I just started out, you know, in the chapter like everybody else, and then I was a chapter officer, a regional officer. I served on the nominating committee, and then was unsuccessful in running for a state office last year, but finally, it got me to where I am today.
What was your SAE when you were in high school, and maybe a favorite CDE contest?
My SAE was in agricultural sales, where I helped my father with our stone harvesting company, and I would help him with the books. I would help him coordinate the employees and whatever else he needed help with. And then my favorite CDE is the creed speaking. It allowed me to open myself up to a competition. It was the first one I lost, but it was also the first competition I'd ever done.
I know it probably hasn't completely sunken in yet, but do you have any goals that you want to see yourself and your team accomplish over the next year?
I think just connecting with the members on a very close and personal level would be the largest goal of our team, but also just to try to encompass everybody into one large family, because that's what we are as Tennessee FFA members.
Well, best of luck to the officer team in the months to come. Now don't go anywhere. We'll head to the Husker State next, right here on Rural Radio 147 Sirius XM. Well, thanks for tuning in this week. And finally, we travel to Nebraska. That's where the state's FFA Foundation introduces us to their new state president, Cooper Jelinek, as well as the vice president, Luke Crable, Sam Wilkins, and Megan Fair.
My name is Cooper Jelinek. I'm serving as the 2019-2020 Nebraska State FFA President, and I am from the West Holt FFA chapter. I myself didn't grow up on a farm or a ranch, but my aunts, uncles, and grandpa, and my mom and dad were both involved in production agriculture. In my supervised agricultural experience, I work on a ranch just south of Stewart, Nebraska. It's called Scudler Land and Cattle. We run a cow-calf operation there, along with some feedlot. We custom feed for some people, as well as do our own. And then we also, you know, farm. We do corn, soybeans, and lots of hay. I plan to study mechanized systems management. Mechanized Systems Management is an ag engineering course. We'll get to obtain some technological problem-solving skills. Still involved in a broad type of agriculture. Looking forward to just building that connection with members and getting them excited about the opportunities FFA has to hold for everybody. And it's not just agriculture based. There's a lot of different leadership skills you can gain.
My name is Luke Crable. I am serving as the 2019-2020 Nebraska State FFA Vice President, and I am from the Adams Central FFA chapter. So I am not related to agriculture in a traditional sense. My grandpa owned a feed yard, but before I was too old, he kind of sold it, so I never experienced the operation when I was old enough to really understand and have an appreciation for what he did. My father then, of course, grew up on that feed yard, so he's always had a appreciation for it. But my mother is a teacher, and she grew up in town and all that, and my father works for a construction business. So I was actually blessed to have a couple different supervised agricultural experiences. One was I worked for a detasseling company in the summer, and I'd been doing that for about 6 years, but taught me a lot. Another I did is I conducted a couple agri-science research projects, which through classes and other things, which were very interesting to me. And then finally, in recent years, my family has started a backgrounding operation and took a few out of there for a beef production, SAE. I plan on becoming a civil engineer with the hopes of one day returning back to kind of my home area to work and kind of focus on the soil and the waterside and hopefully stay connected to agriculture because it is something that I've learned to enjoy and is definitely a passion of mine now.
My name is Sam Wilkins and I am serving as the 2019-2020 Nebraska FFA State Vice President. I am from the Ainsworth FFA chapter. We lived in town for most of my life. My dad owns a grain elevator and my mom has worked as a counselor for my whole life. We also have a little bit of farm ground that my dad farms that's about 5 miles north of Ainsworth. And then my grandpa is the main operator on our family farm, which is about 15 miles north of Ainsworth. I kind of had the best of both worlds growing up where I was actually able to live in town and close to school, but then on the weekends and whenever we had free time, we'd be able to go out to the farm. My supervised agricultural experience was all in crop production. I grew both corn and soybeans on a 125-acre farm that was completely flood irrigated. Through that, I was able to just learn a lot about production agriculture in general, but then also a little bit about the business side and grain marketing and things like that. I'm going to begin my college education at UNL next year, majoring in ag engineering.
My name is Megan Fair, and I'm serving as the 2019-2020 Nebraska FFA State Vice President. I'm from the Sutton FFA chapter. I grew up on a farm not too far from Sutton. We now live in town, but my family has their own trucking company. We also raise cattle and then farm. Back when my older brother Tyler received his American FFA degree, I went to the national convention with my family, and I was so excited when I went to nationals and I saw all the beaming lights, and from that moment on, I knew that I was gonna go and I was gonna be involved in FFA and get all my friends in FFA. I have 3 SAEs, so one is my show cattle that I show at the county fair every year, and then I have my cow-calf operation, and my third one, most recent one, is Bears Farm and Pork, and I take cattle from my cow-calf operation, raise them, process them, and then I sell them to local family and friends, and even a restaurant in Sutton. This fall, I will be studying agriculture communications here at UNL.
Well, it sounds like FFA in Nebraska is in good hands. Well, that'll do it for this week's show, but if you have something that you'd like to share on the program or an idea for something that you'd like to hear about, let us know. Shoot us an email at ffatoday@ffa.org, or you could give us a call, 855-RR on 147. That's 855-7766-147. Until next week, I'm Janet Adkisson with FFA Today on Rural Radio 147, Sirius XM.